With Christmas fast approaching, perhaps you're one of those people who are still looking for presents for friends or family. Well, if you have someone you know who is blind or partially sighted and a bit of a sci-fi fan, perhaps, you know, like the old Doctor Who, well, we have some ideas for you. Each year at this time, we catch up with the Who Shop in London, and Alexandra Loosely Soul is there. Hello.
Hello, and of course, what better than... We've just landed.
Oh, I'm loving it already. I don't care what it is, I want one.
Hello, I'm the Doctor.
It's a key fob. They're brilliant. I love it.
Now, you've got the Who Shop, Alexandra, which is just jam-packed, and you've got the little museum there as well. So what's Christmas like at the moment?
Oh, hectic. Absolutely hectic. Just planning things and getting... products out to people all over the world as fast as we possibly can, welcoming new people in who have not been to the shop before, and then into obviously our lovely museum, which is definitely cram-packed. All go here at the Who Shop.
I'm so envious. I'm so envious. Now, collectibles and toys and things. So tell me, what's popular and what would you say is quite accessible as well?
Okay, well, always the TARDIS, the models spin and fly, that has the sound effects. It's very tactile. It's a lovely piece. But there's a couple of new things that I'm really, really pleased about, because we've got some of the old Doctors coming back doing things with a new series of CDs. One person who I always thought at some stage would be offered the job of the Doctor is the fantastic, world-renowned actor David Warner. You know him from Titanic. Mm. I mean, actually, he's been in three different Titanic movies. He's in everything. He's done a series of CDs called Scarifiers, and they're based on something that was out a long time ago, but also with Terry Molloy, Davros, second-generation guy. Mm. And they're brilliant, and I can't highly recommend them. There's a wonderful one where they're being chased around London and there are skeletons chasing them, and they jump on a bus, and it's funny, it's amusing, it really gets your imagination kicking off. It's superb. There's also different series from an organization called Bafflegab, and they've got a series with Colin Baker. They've also got some with Tom Baker as well, by that well-known writer Paul Magus. And there's another one that's come out, again, especially in the run-up to Christmas. It's called the Doctor's Audio Annual. In the 60s, there were lots and lots of annuals that came out, and there's never anything really done in coordination with them. And what these guys have done, they've taken the annual, extracted the stories from the annuals, and they're reading them. Peter Purvis, Annika Wills, Jeffrey Beavers, Matthew Waterhouse, Nicola Bryant. You know, we've got the gamut, 60s and upwards. So within the audio world, there's lots of lovely new stuff coming out that keep us all entertained.
Sounds great. Of course, you've got the DVDs, which have audio description on them as well.
Indeed.
Is there like an ultimate sort of collection that you can get?
Well, currently, the one that everyone's talking about is Sharda. It was an unfinished episode because, unfortunately, it was made during the time when there was a very famous BBC and across the board electrical strike by the technicians. So what used to happen, and I was privy to this because I was an actress, they'd get to 6:30 and there would be a guy standing by the plug and he'd just pull the plug. And that was it. Now, it didn't matter if the actors were at a really crucial section of a scene. When it hit 6:30, vump, it was off. And unfortunately, it didn't get completed. So what happened, there was a smashing guy at the BBC, Charles, who decided, you know what, we need to do something with this Sharda. It took him 5 years, bless him, and he's come up with putting animation inserts in the bits that were not filmed. I was lucky enough to be at the BFI. Terrific. Absolutely superb. And of course, the audio description on it has been so well done so that you know exactly what is happening. It really, defies your imagination, because I have heard the audio track to it, and it's great. So Sharda might be another one for your pocket money.
Great stuff. What are people asking for more and more of?
Well, the joke is, a lot of people are coming in for cosy things. We're selling a lot of slipper boots, which are in a TARDIS design, and blankets and things, all really cosy, soft, tactile things for keeping everybody warm and comfortable while they're snuggled up listening to their CDs. Toys are always popular. TARDIS, which has the sound effects, is always a popular item. But yeah, a lot of people are heading towards the clothing and the warm things this year.
You've got like an enviable museum there that people can have a look at.
Oh, bless your heart. Indeed, lots and lots of items right from 60s upwards. And recently, I've just purchased a couple of items from the episode with the Ice Queen, Mr. Capaldi, sir. And that is one of the musket guns from the Victorian soldiers. So I'm very, very pleased with that.
Good. And you must have a Dalek.
One Dalek? No, we have five Daleks.
Five?
And funny enough, my sixth one is going to be going off to a new home. And it was one of these ones that was made completely differently to the other Daleks, because most of the other Daleks, they split down into pieces so you can get them in and out of doorways, make it nice and easy. No, I go and buy an additional one that does not split from the bottom. So unfortunately, we can't get it in the shop.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm quite gutted.
It's terrible when you can't get a Dalek in your own house these
Absolutely.
Days. It's shocking, really, isn't
and the,
it?
And, you know, the scary thing was, I was quite concerned that at some particular point, this Dalek would get the hump and basically blast his way in through the door, so I'd have no doorway left.
Oh, I so want a Dalek as to what.
Yeah.
Now, let's round things off. We always give a bit of a nod to the Christmas special, because it's going to be quite a groundbreaking Christmas special this year, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I am very lucky. There's a couple of snippets. I can't say where I've seen them, because I don't want to get the person into trouble. Oh, I've got to be so careful what I say here. But the central console room that's going to be... it's going to be a bit multifaceted, let's put it that way. And oh my goodness, it's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Mm. Everybody knows we're going to have the great David Bradley in for the First Doctor. Of course, we don't know how much we're going to get of Jodie. Presumably we'll get half a minute, maybe a minute, maybe longer. Maybe they'll tempt us a bit more. I don't know.
I think you'll get like a 30 seconds of the new Doc, and that's it. You have to wait for the new series. But I'll be sad to say goodbye to Mr. Capaldi, because he's been fantastic. We're at that time now again, Alexandra, where I have to say goodbye. But before that, if people would like to find out more about the Who Shop and the museum and where you are, how do they get in touch?
Indeed. Right. Well, we are in London. We are just a 5-minute walk from Upton Park Tube Station. At the door, turn right, go along to the far end of the road, and there'll be a pub in the corner called the Bull Inn, and you will turn left, and we will be up in the middle of that parade. So we're available online at thewhoshop.com, and we're on 0208 471 2356, and you can speak to any of my staff, or even me, if I pick up the phone.
Alexandra, we could talk forever. We absolutely could. However, you know, we've got to get back to our daily duties. So have a great Christmas, have a fantastic New Year, and thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas and New Year to yourselves and all of the listeners. And hopefully you might even invite me back next year.